Lately, more and more people have been coming to me saying, "Hey, Amy, I want to hire someone. What should I do? What should they do? How do I prepare for this?" And I actually disagree very often with the fact that they should hire someone full time, because I did that and it makes a lot of sense. You know, at a certain point, you get really overwhelmed in your business and you're like, oh my God, I'm a visionary. I'm not an integrator. I really should get organized and I'm going to hire someone to organize everything. And in reality, and I've shared about this in a previous episode, just hiring someone isn't going to help or going to fix your organization. You are actually going to have to fix your organization, and you can hire someone to support you in that, but you can't just delegate your organization and fixing it to someone else. So today I want to talk about why I don't think you should hire someone full-time and some of the things that you should take into account if you're on the verge of hiring, not hiring, just some questions you can ask yourself to figure out if you should do this. Because I see way too many entrepreneurs hiring people way too fast without having the stable funds for it. They hire someone as soon as they feel overwhelmed or think they can afford it. And you really shouldn't do that. Not to those people, but also not to your own cash flow, because maybe you'd like to keep your overhead low. Take it from someone who had her overhead increase exponentially, and I've shared about that as well in the last couple of episodes. There are a couple of things that you can do before starting full-time hires, and they're probably going to last you longer and really make a big difference. And that doesn't mean that you should never hire full-time, but I do want to walk you through these steps if you're on the verge of making your first hire. So, or maybe your next hire.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, a show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van der Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday.
So the first question to ask yourself if you're looking to hire is, sure, you want to hire someone, but is there also an option of automating it? And for example, I'm thinking about admin. Is there a tool that you could install that helps you, for example, with invoices? Can you automate the process of onboarding clients? So an example could be, I used to make my invoices myself, and I then had the option to continue doing it myself and waste time on it, or to outsource it to a VA, or to continue doing it myself, but just really reduce the time I spent on it. And I chose that option. It was, I chose to use the tool Wave Apps. I started automating all of my my invoices. And then the upside of that is that when you do decide to work, for example, with a virtual assistant or a general assistant or an admin person, is that they're also going to be costing you less because the process is already more efficient. This is one of the things in the past years that I have learned and heard many entrepreneurs say, if you are going to outsource stuff, don't expect them to make it efficient. You're going to have to make sure it is efficient and then put other people on it. So first question, can you automate it? Be that invoices, onboarding. For example, I'm currently onboarding new clients in my mastermind and I was writing this email. And then I was looking for a link and an onboarding form. And I'm like, well, this is all manually. I should really make sure currently I turn this into an automated flow. And then I can also make someone accountable for the flow. But just starting by doing like a dump of unorganized things on someone else is basically just going to cost you time, money, efficiency, and all of it. The second question you should ask yourself is, should this task exist in the first place? Because often we are doing so many things at the same time. We start the business with a certain goal and then just more and more and more work comes into it. And for me, for example, that happened with my podcast. My podcast used to be, hey, there's a podcast every Tuesday. And then all of a sudden it was this huge labor of work with 100 tasks per week and repurposing all of the content to all kinds of channels. And I'm not saying repurposing content isn't smart, but a lot of the time that went into what we were doing was really not giving me an ROI. So an example for that was that certain posts or visuals were just really, really underperforming. So maybe they shouldn't happen. And maybe you're currently editing things to a T and spending hours on it, whereas maybe people like it when it's unedited. I just want to challenge you to think about, if you look at everything you're doing in a day, doing in a week, doing in a month, and the things that you really want to outsource, all of those things that you want to outsource, does it even really need to happen? Or is it just a matter of perfectionism or keeping the organization in maintenance mode? Because maybe you could also just delete some of those things. And the third question, or no, the third tip actually that I'm going to give you is that you could always just start with a freelancer, because going from working by yourself to hiring a full-time team member is a really big step. And I know that I kept my organization lean for a really long time, and it's lean again now, is because I started working with freelancers first before I went over to full-timers. And there's a really big advantage actually to that that I haven't openly discussed before. But when you hire really young people, the upside is you can still mold them to what you want in terms of their skill set and everything. But the downside is it's going to take you a really long time to get them to the skill set you want. And it's always going to be a derivative or something of your skill set. Whereas when you work with freelancers, you are hiring people who already have a skill set. So it might be a bit more expensive to do it like that by the hour, but not full time, because you won't be hiring them full time. Let's take a copywriter, for example. You could hire someone full time, and I did this and teach them everything, and like, that's okay. But if you then teach them everything and then they leave, for example, I mean, we don't want to be afraid of people leaving. But what I'm saying is I put a lot of time and effort into teaching someone how to do the copy, and then at a certain point they left, which is their right, you know, and nothing bad happened. It was just she realized she wanted to do something else. But all of that time and money that went into that, if I'm not looking at it as a personal thing, but just as the CEO, I could also just have hired a freelancer who already knew how to write really good copy, who knew how to duplicate my tone of voice, and who could do the work in less time. So if you're currently looking to outsource things, or if you're currently working by yourself, chances are you think you just want to give everything you're doing now to someone else and you only want to work on the core. But writing copy or getting organized or your admin, that's not just going to be a one-person role. So how about you look for freelancers to support you in those different areas? Because it's probably going to cost you less and give you a higher quality and thus also a higher return on your investment. So these are three of my tips. One, automate what you currently want to outsource. It's going to save you a lot of time and money. Also, once you do outsource it, because it's going to be more lean and mean and efficient. Secondly, ask yourself if you can't just also delete some of the work, because you can't keep adding stuff. Sometimes things also need to go. And three, don't underestimate the power of freelancers, of people who already know the skill set, who are good at it, and consider paying them a bit more so you actually also get the results that you want. Now, if you want to build a business and you want to get organized and you want to learn, hey, what do I outsource? What do I do myself? Do I make this strategy? Does someone else execute it? And you have no clue where to start, I got you. A couple of years ago, first I was working by myself, then I hired someone to get organized, and we actually worked really hard on it together. And at a certain point we realized, holy shit, we get why we are so overwhelmed, because we are doing everything all of the time. We're doing the sales and the marketing and the coaching, and we're doing the creating, but also the planning and the deciding. And maybe you feel like you're the janitor, the cleaning lady, the admin assistant, as well as the coach or the producer in your company. And let's be honest, you're not going to be able to keep up with this. You are going to have to do some type of organization. Maybe it's hiring someone full-time, maybe it's investing in systems and freelancers, but I think you just really need help. So I built my 7-figure organization on the basis of the framework that I developed back then when I was feeling so overwhelmed and I couldn't figure out why I was overwhelmed. I ended up discovering it was because I was doing too many things at the same time in too many areas, but also in too many different phases. And once you see the phases of the life cycle that you're working in, it's going to get so much more clear. Now, I might be speaking a language you don't understand, so I want to help you out and I'm going to gift you something. I turned all of that knowledge from a couple of years ago into an organization guide that you can download, print out, and get to work with. So if you're someone who's, you know, in the 6 figures, you want to go to the 7 figures, but you feel like, hey, I can't do this by myself anymore, but I also really don't really know what the biggest problem is, I highly recommend you go and download my 7-figure organization guide. I made it available both in English as well as in Dutch. And it's going to teach you how you can organize and streamline your business how you can organize and streamline your business for success in exactly the way I did it and the way I still work like today. Because maybe you're like me and you're quite a visionary, but you need integrators surrounding you. Maybe you're different. Whichever way you are, it's really going to help you, I promise. You can download it through the description of the podcast, or just simply surf to fastforwardamy.com/7-figure-organization. So that's the number 7 and then figure organization. I promise you it's going to help you out massively. So good luck. I hope you liked this short episode. I'm going to forward this to everyone who wants to hire from now on. And maybe before I close off, I just want to say that having a team is not a goal in and of itself. Having a team should help you reach your business goals, but it's not a goal in and of yourself. Bye. And I learned that the hard way.